Chapter 53. Raised Fitzpiers into a sitting posture, and found that he was a little stunned and stupefied, but, as he had said, not otherwise hurt. How this fall had come about was readily conjecturable. Fitzpiers, imagining there was only old Darling under him, had been taken unawares by the younger horse's sprightliness. Melberry was a traveler of the old-fashioned sort. Having just come from Shottsford Forum, he still had in his pocket the pilgrim's flask of rum which he always carried on journeys exceeding a dozen miles, though he seldom drank much of it. He poured it down the surgeon's throat, with such effect, that he quickly revived. Melberry got him on his legs, but the question was what to do with him. He could not walk more than a few steps, and the other horse had gone away. With great exertion Melberry contrived to get him astride Darling, mounting himself behind, and holding Fitzpiers round his waist with one arm. Darling being broad, straight-backed, and high in the withers, was well able to carry double, at any rate as far as Hintock, and at a gentle pace. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.